From Washington, I'm David Schultz, and this is Talking Tax. It's Black History Month, and throughout the year, but especially this time of year, we like to share stories of people of color in the tax field who have had rich and interesting career paths. Why? Because, unfortunately, people of color are still far too rare in this profession. 90% of directors at accounting firms are white, compared with 75% at all corporations. That's according to our recent Bloomberg Tax Diversity and Inclusion Survey. So today we're featuring the voice of Tiffany White King, a principal at the firm Mazars. She spoke with Bloomberg Tax reporter Jeff Leon about her unique career path to tax by way of, yes, modern dance. And she also made the case for the benefits of diversity from an international perspective. Here's Tiffany.
I grew up in Long Island. I'm an only child. My dad really inspired my path and my schooling and my career. Growing up in Long Island, I was also a dancer. So I started ballet at the age of 3. And I really developed a liking and a passion for all things performing arts, not just dance, but especially dance. So much so that I decided when I went to college that I would major in dance. And I loved it so much. I said, wow, I could see myself doing this as a career and traveling the world, living my life in the theater and living on stage. And at the time when I graduated school, and I was looking at auditioning for companies. And it was at that time, Jeff, that I realized performing artists really didn't make a lot of money. And I needed more to really take care of and support myself, especially in the New York area. So at that time, when you didn't know what you wanted to do, you went on for more schooling. Fortunately, I listened to mom and dad that said, we know you love the performing arts. We know you love dance. But as you're considering your major, also think about adding something else. And so I added to that economics and philosophy, and I took all of that and went to law school. And it was in law school that I discovered consulting. At my school and in my career services department, there were few opportunities for internships in the space. And one in particular was at Arthur Andersen. And at Arthur Andersen, there were only two options. One was state and local tax, and one was international. And as I shared with you, I had a desire to travel the world doing dance. I said, wow, maybe I could still travel the world doing consulting. And it was there that I met my mentor, and the rest is history. And here I am today.
That's definitely interesting going from dance to tax. So I wanted to kind of get into that a little bit. What drew you to tax in the first place, especially coming from that type of background?
Yeah, so I took a few tax courses actually while I was in law school. And as I started to look at some of the opportunities and discovered international tax, I love research and I love writing. And most people, when they hear tax, they think, oh, you're just doing a tax return, you're doing compliance and reporting. But international tax offered something to me that was more akin to what I loved about law school. When you think about writing a brief in law school, well, that's what we do in tax. That's the whole advisory side of tax. And so that research, that writing component really appealed to me. And the two options that I had at the time at Arthur Andersen, again, it was state and local tax. The offering, the job opportunity was more tax return related. And for international tax, it was more of that advisory component, that consultative aspect that I was really, really hungry for. So that's why I leaned over to international. And funny enough, I wanted to see the world. And so in talking with my mentor, his name is Robert Strickoff, he said, one of my first assignments actually after my internship and full-time hire was to get a passport. I didn't even have a passport at that time, Jeff. And I remember one of my first assignments was an earnings and profit study for one of the largest media and advertising companies in the world. And within a month's time, traveling to 6 different countries.
Well, that's great. That's great. you know, especially with the practice of tax. I mean, the profession has always been kind of historically white, male dominated. As a Black woman in this profession, and especially with the experience and the time that you've had, I mean, just what have you learned in like navigating some of these spaces? What have been some of your takeaways?
I think, you know, my greatest takeaway really comes from my dad and my mentor. And my dad always told me, you know, Tiffany, you can do anything you want to do in this world, right? And I think it's that same inspiration that really drew me and connected me to my mentor, because every step of the way in terms of my promotions through all the different ranks, he would constantly remind me that, Tiffany, you are here because you deserve to be here. You are not here because you are Black. You are not here because you are a woman. You are not here because you are green or purple, or you are here because you deserve to be here. And you work so hard to be here. And that sticks with me because, you know, Jeff, you don't always have good days in life, right? And you never know what's going to confront you. And I always remember anytime I feel just a sense of challenge or a sense of sadness or a sense of being overwhelmed, I always remember that I deserve to be here, right? It's a bonus, Jeff, that I happen to be Black and I happen to be a woman, and I'm super proud of that. And I don't lose sight of the fact that I don't see many people that look like me in this field, right? No pun intended. I don't lose sight of the fact that I do not see, but it doesn't mean that I don't have vision to continue to inspire, to continue to climb, to continue to accelerate, break down barriers, break down glass ceilings, and invite more to come on this journey. And I think what we're seeing now in the world of accounting and finance, whether it's tax or audit consulting, there's less and less people that look like us that are entering the space. There's less and less people that are entering college and university that are raising their hands and declaring majors, saying, I want to major in accounting and finance. And so as a profession, we have to challenge ourselves and ask ourselves, what can we do to change the faces that are practicing in this space? For me, this is a diverse profession. I probably have a different outlook on this because I'm in an international tax space. I have a different viewpoint on it, but for sure, one of my passions is bringing more along for the journey.
You know, with this change that's happening within the tax profession, especially with these moves now by different organizations to diversify, I mean, you know, what kind of steps do you feel that maybe some of these tax and accounting practices could take to meaningfully increase their diversity and equity within their organizations?
Yeah, there's so much that we can do. And, you know, I use Mazars as sort of this model, if you will. For one, it's continuing the dialogue and it's sharing our stories. And it's doing it at very early levels as well. Yeah, of course, we're going to continue the dialogue, share our stories and talk amongst our peers and talk internally as a firm. But let's think about externally, right? Who else can we reach? So we start early. We start talking to those that will listen, whether it's college, whether it's university, whether it's high school, whether it's junior high. In our profession, a large part of this, right? We talk about accounting, we talk about audit, we talk about tax. The basis of all of this being financial literacy, you can never be too young to learn financial literacy, right? And where that can take you in sort of this world of accounting and finance, whether it's something as simple as counting coins to put in your piggy bank or counting dollar bills to put in your piggy bank, it's the start of just financial literacy. I remember as a young child, I would go to the bank with my dad and we would go to the ATM and my dad would let me press the buttons, you know, and he would say, okay, press here. And I would say, well, daddy, what will this do? Where will this take me? And you're young, but you're learning.
As well, I just wanted to go a little bit deeper. I mean, like, you know, why is it important for these firms to make these moves and to court these different audiences, and also just to recognize and work towards like ensuring everything is diverse and equitable for all.
You know, a lot of people say it's the right thing to do, right? And you can never go wrong by doing what's right. And it's sort of one of those quotes I love from Dr. MLK himself. For me, when I think about that and the why is because look at the world. Look at the world in which we live. It's a world that's completely diverse. And if we want to understand it, if we want to be greater world citizens, if we want to truly collaborate and work with each other to solve some of the global challenges before us, whether it's tax, whether it's non-tax, whether it's the environment, whether it's solving for a food shortage that's to come, whether it's to solve for global warming, whether it's to solve for homelessness, whether it's to solve for discrimination and racism, whatever it is, whatever the topic is, right? Whatever the challenge is, we cannot do it unless we understand each other and unless we bring diverse perspectives. And once we bring those diverse perspectives and we share in that dialogue, we share in that conversation, we're learning along the way, right? We're breaking down those barriers. We're really able to cross country and really understand each other. And it's that understanding, it's that learning, it's that education that allows you to see where someone else is coming from. And I think if I translate that to the business of what we do, sitting around a boardroom table, sitting in a conference room, the more diverse perspective you have in that room, the greater that business solution is going to be for your client, the greater that business solution is going to be for the company. And that's why it's important that when you look to your right and your left, or you look across from you, you don't see somebody that necessarily looks like you, that's from the same place that you are, that thinks the same way you do. It's funny, oftentimes when I'm working with my mentees and those that I sponsor and champion for, it's easy. Sometimes I hear them say, well, I want a team, but I want everybody to do the things the way I do it, right? And do things the same way I do it. Nobody does things the same way that I do it. Well, you know what? You don't want that. In fact, when you're building your team, they should look completely opposite. And everything you think you want, rethink that. Because again, it's that diverse perspective that's really going to change up the game in terms of the solutions that you bring to the marketplace, to your clients, and to your firm.
That was Tiffany White King, a principal at the firm Mazars, speaking with Jeff Leon. And that's it for today's podcast. You can find up-to-the-minute news and latest tax and accounting developments at our website, news.bloombergtax.com. That website, once again, is news.bloombergtax.com. Today's Talking Tax is produced by myself, David Schultz. Rachel Daigle is our editor. Our executive producer is Josh Block. From Washington, I'm David Schultz. Thanks for listening.
Hello, podcast listeners. If you don't already know On the Merits, our weekly podcast devoted to legal and government news, it's a show that features the very best of Bloomberg Law and Bloomberg Government, newsrooms that boast among the largest number of credentialed journalists in D.C. When you listen to On the Merits, you'll hear about the groundbreaking developments in the courts, in Congress, and in the alphabet soup of federal agencies that run Washington and our nation. Our show is by and about legal and government policy nerds, and we say that lovingly. It's a nerd's eye view of what professionals in the legal and government space need to know. But you do not have to be a nerd to listen. Check out our show, On the Merits, and find new episodes wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find our archive of shows at news.bloomberglaw.com/podcasts.